Hilariously Melbourne. For Spotlight, helping you create, decorate and celebrate with bargains galore this Christmas. Make Christmas yours with Spotlight.
Now, you may have seen last night, A Night with Adele. Is that what it was called on Channel 7?
It was sensational.
You really loved it, didn't you?
I loved it. Alex was out. I was at home by myself with Tobes. She was watching YouTube and I was just in. I was singing and crying.
Performing at the Planetarium in
LA. Griffith Observatory?
The Griffith Observatory.
Yeah, I googled it. Mate, what a joint that is.
And one of the highlights, in fact, if you did watch it, you would have seen the couple that got engaged. Now, we're going to speak to that couple a little later in the show, so you don't want to miss that.
May have cried.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I did. I was so emotional.
The big story, though, yesterday was, and I don't know whether Channel 7 probably even wanted this leaked, but because they got the broadcast and the rights to the broadcast, they also got the rights to a sit-down interview with her. And the story goes, of course, this has just been reported on, that Matt Doran flew to LA for a sit-down. And they had the sit-down chat. Now, they're not allowed to play that. So I think Sony, Adele's record company, have said, you're not... Because they obviously sign, you can record it, but we can, if we get to approve it and if we don't want it to air...
Costs millions.
Well, that's what's been reported.
Adele cracked it.
Well, again, this is all what's been reported. Apparently, Matt may not have listened to the album. So she... The claim is she said, oh, have you listened to it? And he said, no. And I think...
At least he was honest. There's nothing worse than when you interview someone. We interview a lot of people and they ask you a rhetorical question. Is that the right word?
No. They just ask you a question.
I just try to be smart. No, when you ask them a question and they go one back.
Yeah.
That's a rhetorical question.
No, rhetorical question. Like,
has the answer implied in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they just ask you a question. Have you watched my movie?
Yeah. And I go, yeah, it was amazing. And then they go...
Tell me about follow-up.
Yeah, follow-up question. They stink, those things.
Adele's the one I would back myself on. If she said, did you listen? I'd go, yeah. She goes, what do you think? You go, whoa, some of those songs are so sad.
Yeah, you really touching got teared up. Me up. Okay, I agree. Anyway, so...
I'm not going to get it wrong.
So, you've got to take it off air, bro.
Well, they're saying that he missed one weekend. He was back on air on the weekend.
I think it was 2 weeks because I watched it and Barrett's was on.
Yeah, but he might have been flying back from LA. Again, you're reading rumours. I don't know what's going on
rumors,
there.
I love rumours, man.
But don't like rumours.
I do.
I know, but they're bad because often they're rumours. They're not factual.
Yeah, but, mate, perception.
Is reality, which is a problem for society. 100. Now, I want to say, though, I have had a similar scenario. If this did happen to Matt Doran, and I, back when I was at Channel 7 and I was their entertainment editor and I was doing what he did on that occasion, in the occasion I'm about to play to you, sorry, I flew to LA.
No, I'm just and getting I, ready. I was, Feb, get ready. Yeah. Stretch. We're going to be picking some names up off
drop?
The ground.
Which one are you going
to
drop?
They're not that impressive, but I did have to fly to LA to interview the cast of Scream 4. So Scream,
I'm not bending down, for, down for that name.
That can go down the drain.
And with these, they're called junkets, and they don't do, probably in a post-pandemic world, you won't do these anymore, but you'd fly over there. So I flew there. And you're at a hotel, like, let's say, I don't know, the Beverly Hills Hotel, and they basically clear a floor and they put all the actors in different rooms. So you have Courtney Cox, Arquette in one room. And this was amazing because this was when she was working with her ex-husband. So David Arquette was in the next room. And then I think there was Hayden Panettiere, you know, that Panettiere, that's very hard to say your surname. You don't know that young. Anyway, so all the stars are in different rooms. And as a journo, you sit in the corridor on chairs. Yeah, it's a chick, Hayden.
And Decider said she's hot.
Yeah, she's very fev.
And then you sit in the corridor and they go, Fifi Barks from Sunrise, you're in room 4 interviewing Courtney. And they're just yelling at people. Okay, you know, so-and-so from CNN, you're off here. So I'm sitting outside. Courtney, was my accent bad?
That was right, wrong.
That was like it was great if you were looking for oil in Oklahoma or something.
Jethro from
David Hillbillies.
Oh, Jethro.
So the lady had yelled out.
Are you for Scream 4?
Howdy. Hey, Courtney.
The lady had yelled out, Fifi Barks, you go and sit outside Courtney's room. So I'm sitting there ready to interview Courtney Cox Arquette. And I was pretty stressed about this one because I'd been told and briefed by producers at Sunrise, you've got to get a bit about working with her husband. But I knew it was probably going to be a sensitive area. And when you're briefed as a journo, you do get a bit, okay, how am I going to nicely get that answer out of her? And you prep for the interview you're about to walk in on. But then there was a last minute change. And the lady said, hang on, feed me. I'm going to send you in with Anthony and Adam. So she grabbed me and took me to a hotel room door and ushered me in. And I had no idea who Anthony and Adam were.
Oh. You did. Thank God you're here.
This, what you're about to hear is exactly what. Now, I want to just point out, Anthony Anderson and Adam Brody were playing cops in the movie. Very low, like roles yeah. you wouldn't notice, really. But I hadn't prepped for those interviews. I didn't even know I was going to interview
wow.
them. So you're about to hear me sit down and speak to these two actors, having no idea who they, I didn't know if they were directors, writers, producers. This is how that unfolded.
Guys, welcome to the Scream franchise.
Thank
I have
you.
To ask you both, when you were approached and you knew what your roles were you slightly nervous? Because people do tend to die, not giving anything away.
Yeah, yeah.
Does Ghostface genuinely scare you? Because the image of him, I know it's a set, but is he scary?
There's something kind of imposing about a guy.
To be honest with you, he's a pimply-faced 19-year-old tall dude that's only about 132 pounds soaking wet. So he was really not intimidating on the set.
That was fabulous, guys. Thank you. Thank
best
you.
Best 2.5 minutes of your life, baby. All right, big fan.
Thank you.
A bit creepy at the end.
Wow.
Like, a couple of things. Guys, because I had no idea what their names were, but I welcomed them to Scream.
Scream.
I don't know.
Welcome to Scream.
Welcome.
To the franchise.
Oh, that's awful.
I thought you nailed that, though.
Do you think I got away
with
not?
They wouldn't have known. They probably don't even know they were on the show.
That's a good point. Yeah you're right. Thank you, Feb.
They were wrapped that someone was interviewing them.
Yeah, they were probably getting ready for Letterman. And they're like, whoa. We got Fifi Bucks. They're like, uh-oh. All right.
101.9 The Fox.
Adele, One Night Only. In her special last night, you may have seen so many people watched it. I could tell on social media because I was in bed trying to go to sleep. And every now and then I'd go, oh, what's happening? And then I'd see, Feb, you were getting right into it.
Yeah, I was into it.
And one of the highlights was the surprise proposal that Adele had orchestrated herself. This was the moment.
I need every single person to be really bloody quiet, all right? Let's turn the lights down. If you make a noise, I'm going to kill you. Right, turn the lights down, turn the lights down.
What are we doing, Quentin?
All right, listen.
Okay.
You take the blindfold off, okay?
Oh, my God.
Babe, look at me, 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 look at me.
Oh my God.
Look at me. Will you marry me, little Ashley?
Oh,
in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Thank God he said yes, because I didn't know who I was going to have to sing this song to next. You or him, oh my God.
Oh, that was lovely, a little cry. Okay, oh. All right, here we go. This is for you too.
So we saw it last night, and for anyone who missed it, at a point during Adele One Night Only, her concert special, we witnessed Quentin Brunson propose to his girlfriend Ashley Mann, and they're joining us now from New York City. Quentin, Ashley, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Well, Ashley, have you come down from the high? Because let's just explain that. You had the blindfold on and off it comes, and there's, I don't know, Lizzo sitting next to you, Melissa McCarthy, Adele about to perform to you. Are you sleeping? Are you pinching yourself?
I mean, literally, honestly, I thought I was going to throw up. I was like, is this really happening right now? Like, this could all be a dream. So thankfully, I was alive and it was real. But I don't think we'll ever come down from this, honestly. It's insane.
Quentin, how did you even line this up? Like, there's a lot of blokes around the world that would be thinking, this guy has absolutely nailed it.
I mean, it really was a post that I saw online. It was looking for someone who's willing to propose to their girlfriend in an amazing, epic way at one of the most beautiful places on Los Angeles. But they didn't tell me that it was an Adele special. So I went into this post blindly, just, you know, being adventurous, wanting to do something fun for Ashley, and then it ended up being way bigger than I ever thought it would ever be.
And, I mean, Ashley, where did he tell you? So, Quentin, in setting it up, what did you say to Ashley? Where did you think you were going?
So he just honestly just told me that we were going on a surprise date. And like anyone that knows us knows that we like go on adventures all the time. So I'm like, okay, you know, I'm down for a surprise. So of course, once the blindfold came into play, I'm like, all right, things are getting weird. But I just went with it. And I mean, I guess it was all worth it.
I had one rule, and that was that she couldn't ask any questions.
Oh, gee. And I guess what haven't we seen? Did you speak to Adele That's after the show? Have you had any other celebrities come up to you in the audience?
So we actually did have a conversation with her on stage, and they did not show that portion. But afterwards, we were definitely bombarded with a bunch of celebrities. Drake came up to us. And, of course, Melissa had been sitting next to us the whole time, and Lizzo. And we got to talk with Kerry Washington and Ellen DeGeneres was sitting directly behind us. So it was crazy. It was nuts.
That is, hey, how cool is that? Ellen was behind you. She was in the cheap seats.
Literally behind. That's hilarious. Sorry, now, Ellen, we took your good seat.
I bet. And how do you move forward from here? Because your in proposal, your engagement was bigger than most people's weddings. So how on earth are you going to beat the proposal now? What are you going to do for the wedding?
You know, well, we've invited all the same people that were there to join us. So, Adele, if you would like to perform the song, we would love for that to be our first song.
We're gathering up a lot of attention and a lot of energy and trying to, you know, make a big splash and make a big wedding because, like you said, the ultimate engagement can only end in the ultimate wedding.
Yes, exactly.
Or divorce.
So, you guys, go ahead.
Or divorce.
Sorry, he's joking. The Australian humor.
Hey, Quentin and Ashley, may I make a recommendation for the wedding? Hit up Jeff Bezos, space. What do you guys think about space?
Well, we have our Instagram accounts, Ash and Q Say I Do, and we're going to be sharing this journey all the way.
Yeah, so if you guys want to follow along.
Oh, we'd love to.
All the fun stuff.
We're actually releasing the wedding date really soon. So be on the lookout for that.
Oh, we will be. We enjoyed that so much from all the way over here in Australia, watching you with Adele on stage. And congratulations again,
congratulations.
Quentin and Ashley. A beautiful story, a beautiful love story. So good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Yes, and once the world gets a little bit regular, we're definitely flying out there to see you guys.
Oh, yeah, sure. Come out.
Come get married here at the zoo.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, I know a lot of the time I do an impromptu sports chat here, which you boys really like because
your
it's usually
Monday,
my sports report.
Weekend sport.
And I don't have one for you today because in my sport, which is pop culture and entertainment.
Which isn't sport. Yeah.
It is a big thing happened over the weekend. It is confirmed. It's official. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson.
Oh, yeah.
It's a relationship.
It is.
That's happened. Holding hands. Pete Davidson, SNL, Saturday Night Live comedian, big lanky dude who dates the hottest chicks in the world.
Something's going on. I'm trying to figure it out. Well, I've got a theory. I just couldn't say it.
Well, huh?
I think Ariana Grande, no, she's confirmed that theory. She did a tweet ages ago.
Was it a long tweet or a short tweet?
So you've got engaged to Ariana Grande. You've got Kaya Gerber, Cindy Crawford's daughter. You've got Kate Beckinsale, Andy McDowell's daughter, Maggie Margaret McDowell, Phoebe Bridgerton, Daphne from Bridgerton. Now Kim Kardashian. The only thing I do want to know, and I'm waiting for it, how's Kanye? Like, has anyone checked on Kanye? What's he got? Like, he will not cope with that. Oh, Josiah.
I listened to a podcast with Kanye last week. No, and he kept claiming that he's still married to Kim. They're still together.
Oh, wow.
No. Is he back in the car park under the stadium?
Probably.
Singing songs?
Where is he?
I was talking to Schnooksy about this Peter Davison dude.
Yeah.
I said, mate, how? And she showed me a few photos of him. I get it. She thinks he's hot too. There's some photos of him that I was like, yeah, you when you're out and about.
What he's doing, though.
He looks good.
Well, because he could be handsome. He's one of those.
You can turn it on and off.
Nice looking
it's
guys.
Hard to do,
but deliberately, like, makes themselves look.
Yeah.
Like, he wears ridiculous clothes. Mm. He dyes his hair. And it's almost like, good looking, but going against the
like
grain.
On his wedding day, he's going to look good.
He'll scrub up.
Yeah, he's a pretty good looking rooster. There you go.
Seven. Yeah, yeah, that's it. No, no, I get
She's
it.
Winning. She's winning.
Well,
in
even
this,
like when you were that age, you could do anything. Your dreadlocks.
Yeah, I do it now.
Your...
I try to dress down and stuff.
You're comparing Fev's rig to Pete Davidson. Davidson's 6'9" and looks like he weighs 48 kilos. You're talking to the loosh.
Normally, 149 kilos.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox. This holiday, no kid left out. We're gonna send some toys, gonna help them out. It takes you, it takes me, but this Christmas it will be for the kids. So matter where they're from.
We're thinking of kids this Christmas, particularly after a really tough few years, and we as adults know that, and a lot of parents and families around Melbourne have really been struck down financially by lockdowns and this crisis, and the tough conversations that would be happening right now with kids. You know, look, Christmas might look a bit different this year. It might be, you know, mum or dad can't necessarily get access to funds because it's hard enough trying to catch up on money that you haven't been getting in. And we want to really get behind this cause, and we'd love anybody who can afford to. And we're talking, you know, minimal donations, $5, whatever you've got to contribute, just so kids can get presents. And that's what we're really aiming to do. We've raised $53,000 already. Head to fox.com.au, click the donate here button, and just whatever you can give. And sometimes it's really powerful to hear firsthand these stories. And we know so many people listening can relate to this feeling of helplessness at the moment when you think, how am I going to find money for presents for kids? And we're joined now by Margaret. Margaret, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Hi, guys.
Now, Margaret, you're a single parent, you're a single mum with five children, wow, ranging in ages from preschool to high school. And we know that you obviously lost shifts through COVID, but not only that, losing work, you're homeschooling kids. That must have been such a difficult time. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So I've got two teenagers. They're in year 10 and one's in year 9, and I've got a 9-year-old who's in primary school and a 5-year-old who's in prep.
Super mum.
Kindergarten, sorry. There's so many of them. and a 2-year-old as well. So, it's been really, really hard because, you know, so many changes that we had to make and, you know, try to improvise as well. I think lockdown 3 was okay, but then, the last couple of lockdowns was just, it played with their mental state and just like, you know, trying to motivate them as well to, you know, to, just do the simple homeschooling
We know that you also, obviously, with homeschooling, didn't have access to a laptop, so everything you could save had to go to get a laptop. And you've already had to sit the kids down and say Christmas is going to be a bit different this year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, you know, I had to tell them that, look, the most important thing is that, like, you know, we're healthy, you know, and, you know, my 5-year-old was just, like, rolling his eyes. But, you know, it's just, you know, just telling them that, like, you know, this pandemic has, you know, not only hit us really hard, but hit others as well. And I just, you know, try to, it's hard.
I know, Margaret.
As a parent, raising all this money and be able to get some presents for the kids, what would that mean to your kids to have a couple of presents at Christmas?
Just to have a present, it's a blessing. You know, it's a blessing for them. And, you know, I always say to them that, like, you know, one day when you guys grow older, you guys can, know the situation that we went through, that you guys can give back 10 times more, you know? And that's the thing that, like, you know, like, I just, like, you know, try to remind them and, you know, just be thankful that, you know, like I said, you know, that we're healthy, that this year is not all about presents, but it's all about, like, you know, just, you know, we're together and, you know, we we're able to, like, you know, enjoy Christmas next year.
I mean, Margaret, I admire you. You are an incredible inspiration to have gone through what you've gone through, not working through that pandemic, five children in the home, homeschooling, now in this situation where you're coming back from, and to have such a positive attitude. You're a beautiful mum, Margaret, and that is just, those kids are so lucky to have you, because that is, you could be really down in the dumps after everything you've been through, but you're staying stoic and keeping it together for those kids, and you should be really proud of yourself.
Thank you. Thanks.
And we you're a great example of the type of people we are in Melbourne, you know, and we know there are other people struggling listening and have done it tough. And I know we've got to prep our kids for, you know, things are a bit different and belts have been tightened. But if we can keep raising money and we're going for that target of $100,000, we can make sure that no kids have to miss out this Christmas.
Yeah, fox.com.au is the place to go. You can donate. Help out families like Margaret's as well. It's a great thing to do. Margaret, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Margaret.
No, thank you. Thank you, guys.
101.9 The Fox.
Boys, I think you'll enjoy this. Fev, I think you particularly. So put down your sandwich as much as you want to
eat.
You've
talked about this sandwich for weeks and I finally get it and now you throw it to me while I got a mouth.
Now the other day, I think it was Friday, I was sitting down with a friend of mine. Her name's Kat. Now Kat and I work on Foxy Box together, my range of casual wear for women. And Kat, you'd actually see her. She models the clothes on my website and on my socials. And we were sitting there, we were talking, and then I had my phone in front of me. Kat.
Hey, yes. What a legend.
And it said, Fev was calling me. And Kat looked at my phone and she said, oh, I've got a story for you. So she saw you were calling. And I said, oh, do tell. And she told me this story. And I thought I would actually get Kat to tell the story to everybody, including Fev, obviously, and Nick. Kat, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Morning, Kat.
Now, Kat, can you tell Nick and Fev more particularly what happened at the Glen Iris Pools how long ago?
This was 7 years ago. Now, Fev, I hope this doesn't creep you out. I'm hoping it's going to be an ego boost.
100%.
You've already said his name, so he's already up and about.
So 7 years ago, actually to the month, it was a particularly hot November day, and a girlfriend of mine and I decided to go down to the local sports and aquatic centre, which was packed. Anyways, we're trying to look for a park and we see Fev with his kids and he's walking to his car. And my friend who, she's very into football. She's like, oh my God, that's Brendan Favola. I'm not even looking at, like, you know, the football stuff, whatever. I'm like, oh my God, this man is absolutely delicious.
What'd you pay for this, Fev? This cameo.
Wow.
I've been carrying this story around for so many years because, like, he's given us his spot, done a little courtesy wave, and I'm just sitting there like, oh, my God, yum. So we've gotten out of the car. We're walking to the pool, and I've missed, like, you know, those cement kind of bollards that stop your car.
Yes. Uh-oh.
my sandal has caught the top of it. I'm gone. I'm done. I've gotten up, walked it off, and I'm wondering why I'm feeling really faint. And I look down and I'm just puddling blood everywhere because I have scraped all the skin off the bottom of my foot. I've ended up in hospital. You know, it was fine. They're cleaning me up.
Oh, you poor thing, Kat.
I'm on happy gas and all I'm sitting there is like, oh my God, Fev's such a dream boy.
You, Ken, you were hospitalised waiting to Fev.
Poor thing. There would have been others in there that probably happened at the same time. I would have my shirt off at the pool. There might have been a few at the hospital.
Looking like another concrete bollard, just a chiseled bit of stone. The loosh.
It's not like I'm not being, you know, a stalker or anything. It's got nothing to do with the footy stuff. It's just I find you very aesthetically pleasing.
Mate, I get it. Kat, thank you very much. It's a nice little boost.
Kat, and no, thank you for sharing that story. I thought he'd enjoy that. And, my favourite part about it is that you ended up in hospital. But that's the thing. When you lie, you know, because I've told you that story when I was
at uni. A few
would
have passed out when they've walked past.
It's that, you know, you want to impress somebody when you, and you can get distracted. It's the people who are waving at a girl out the window and then accidentally ran the car into the back of someone.
My mate did that on his P's. Second week in his P's. He got it when he was 18. Like you meant to. He was driving with his girlfriend in the car, taking her on a date. So this is in Hoppers. Saw a hot chick, was just looking at the chick, just smashed into another car.
Mate, I've never had anyone talk about me like that before. I don't think.
Well,
wow.
To me.
To you, I know.
Obviously, it happens when I'm not there.
13, 10, 60. We're going to ask the question, did you hurt yourself trying to impress somebody? Did you see someone hot and you ended up hurting yourself?
Now, does it have to be somebody you're attracted to? Can it just be a family member you're showing off to and you've hurt yourself?
Yeah, if you've got a good story.
Because when I was 14, I had a mongoose villain with money I won from a footy tipping comp.
What's a mongoose villain?
Mongoose villain. It's BMX, mate. BMX, and I was doing endos where you put the front brakes on and you try and get the back wheel up as far as you could.
Yeah.
And my mate called my mum out to the street. Karen, you've got to come and have a look how good he is at an endo. And I just went over the top of the handlebars, knocked myself out.
Ended up on endo.
Trying to impress mum.
Ryan in Cranbourne. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, Fifi?
Were you trying to impress someone?
Back in my day when I was doing a bit of dance in high school, so I was trying to impress a couple of girls, doing a backflip, an assisted backflip, where my mate lifts me up and I go up, come down. Instead of doing a flip, I just, went straight up and straight back down and legs over my head. Cracked a couple of ribs. I didn't end up getting killed at the end of it either. Win-win.
When you're lying there in a crumpled heap, it is hard to follow through. The girls often do walk away.
I put a girl in hospital trying to show off in front of her.
In hospital?
Yeah, remember when I was at the office, the Beaconsfield train station, and Nick, and we're all throwing rocks to try and hit this sign.
Oh,
and we're like showing off, like little rocks waiting for the train and hit the sign. It was a fair way away. And she was standing close to the sign and rebound off the sign and hit her in the mouth and knocked a tooth out. Ended up in hospital. I had to mow their lawns out at officer for a whole Saturday.
I do remember.
And it wasn't a ride on either. It was one of those walker things. Took me all day. And she never had anything to do with me.
She lost her tooth.
Yeah.
And then you lost yours.
I lost mine and we could have been together.
Karma.
Sorry, Schnooks.
Thank you for that, Ryan. Ashley in Melton. Hi, Ash.
Hi, how are you going?
Good. Were you trying to impress someone?
Yeah, so last year I brought a guy that I really liked over to my parents' house for my birthday dinner. And I ended up trying to ride a bike to be cool in front of him. I fell off 2 seconds later and broke my ankle.
Oh, Ash, did it impress you?
Yeah. We're actually dating now. So.
Worth it. Well done.
It definitely worked. But, I broke my ankle and was in a cast for a few months. And
see, that's the thing, Ash. My theory is when you're trying to impress someone, you get an adrenaline rush that takes you up a few levels and beyond your capabilities.
Remember when you tried to impress a footballer?
Yeah, that was uni? Okay.
It's not a long story. It's a great story.
Oh, far out. Am I actually going to tell this?
I'd love it.
So back when I was at Monash, Nick, I started at Monash and it was my first year and it was O week. And I saw a Richmond footballer at the time,
Stephen
Jureka, and he just started. And he was, you probably know the story better about him, but I remember he played his first game and kicked heaps of goals. I was at uni and I saw him in the cafe sort of above the quadrangle. And I went, oh my gosh, that's Stephen Jureka from the Richmond Tigers. And then because I was really bad at flirting or knowing what impresses men, I thought what might impress a footballer is if I played football. So I said to my girlfriend, let's get a footy and we'll start kicking it. And in my mind, I'm thinking a full forward who plays for Richmond will see a girl kicking a ball and go, well, that's the one for me. Of course, that's the opposite of what you guys look for.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, I said to my friend, I'm going to stand on the bench and I'll do a bit of kick it to me, kick it to me, and I'll jump up and mark it, and he'll go, wow, you're amazing, yeah, I've got to meet you. Anyway, she kicked the ball to me. I jumped up to grab it, but I missed it and fell headfirst into the bush.
And then she was the butt of everyone's joke.
And
for
everyone
the rest
just
of the
made
year.
A joke of me. For that I had to leave Monash.
And you imagine what the full forward did after that? Every time she walked past,
disaster.
Just a bully.
Yeah, that's no good.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, we've been doing this.
Fifi, Fev and Nicks.
Oh my God! Thank you so much.
Small business.
Small businesses, as we know, have had a really tough time the last couple of years, and we figured we can help by not only giving you airtime on Fox, which can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, we'll actually write and perform the commercials for you. That is almost money can't buy. Now, we have Alicia from Craftersize in Airport West. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, how are you going?
Great, Alicia. Tell us a bit about Craftersize, but I should be turning to Nick Cody, who's written your commercial.
Oh, Alicia, she listens to the show every day.
Nick's been out of the studio for half the show, so it want to be good.
What is Craftersize, Alicia?
So we have a sensory adventure gym for preschool kids. So preschool kids come along with their parents, and it's all open-ended play. We have soft play equipment, movable parts, educational equipment, a really big focus on sensory play.
Huge.
So that, it's amazing. So parents can come and play with their children, and it's all about parents being present with their kids while they're playing and learning through sensory play and educational play. Yeah.
Alicia, you've just sold me. I don't even need to hear
that. It's amazing.
No.
My son, Charlie, he goes on when's he going? Friday, I think. He loves it. It's the best time.
They
switch up the stuff all the time.
Nick,
it's not
can
the
use
same
the equipment
thing.
Too. He loves it.
I can use the equipment. I pass the height test there. I go, get in there, buddy.
5'2".
It's the best. It's so much
what
fun.
A great. So you've actually been there.
I have
so
been
you
there
can
before.
Do your commercial from first-hand experience.
Well, the Fox is on in there. So when I walked in, I was like, hey, you know.
To get a discount?
No, a couple of the guys. No, you pay. You've got to support small business. Now, Alicia, I have written your ad today.
Oh, that's amazing.
Now, the problem is I've written it and I also sing the jingle. Okay. In the past, I've gone old school ads, classic rock songs, but I have gone with a bit of a pop hit from the early 2000s today. I hope you enjoy it. Heads up, I can't sing, but neither can any of us, and that's why we're doing Small Business Boost.
Okay, that's amazing.
Play. Craftersize. Two play gyms and great activities. It ain't no lie. Kids down to Airport West for some Craftersize. Craftersize.com.au. You can check them out on Insta too. Then grab some toys while you are there or online, baby. Craftersize.
Now, Bev's giving me a look, Alicia. He's not a fan of this sing-along, which is...
Oh, I love it.
Why are you talking?
It's the first time you're finally in the basket that Fee and I are in.
You might be in a separate basket.
Because you've nailed everyone. It's been amazing. Like, it's worthy of an ad. Like, they could use that. They can't use that. That was amazing.
They can use it.
You're back with us.
He loves it.
Welcome to the team, son.
He loved it.
It was horrible.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Bit of NSYNC.
I love that you did that because it is very out of your zone.
Yeah, range of abilities.
We should go down there, though. We should take the kids.
Sounds amazing.
I'd love to head there. Yeah. So Craftersize in Airport West.
And they sell the toys online as well on their website.
Oh, you should have put that in the jingle.
We'd love to have you here. Come
I did.
Come on down. It's amazing. We would love to have you. We can't thank you enough. We've just been impacted so much by COVID. That,
of course.
It's been, we're struggling. It's really hard. And so any people coming in and supporting us would be amazing. We can't describe how much this means to us.
And
then
you've got
so
a commercial
much.
Ad. You can share that on your socials.
Mate, pump that up. Nothing so better, Boxy, and we all know as parents, than a play centre for kids.
I know.
It is gold.
It is. So,
that's
Alicia, we'll
said.
See you there.
Thanks, Alicia.
Hilariously Melbourne. The Spotlight. Make Christmas yours this year with bargains galore at Spotlight.